ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Let everybody stay where they are.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, this is the boxing hour. We'll bring in a couple of guests, and of course, at 40 minutes past the hour, we'll bring in the world junior middleweight champion to talk about the undefeated, no doubt about it, Mr. Austin Trout will be in the house today at about 40 minutes past the hour. We'll also talk with either writers Kevin Perry or Socrates Palmer. Of course, last night, Showtime Showbox emanating from Mississippi, Biloxi, Mississippi, a place where Pedro did a whole lot of TV back in the 90s and early part of this decade. And the bottom line is it's not the typical Mississippi. I mean, I've been to places like Lula, Mississippi, and that's a typical Mississippi. I mean, like out in the boondocks, this and that. But this is all modern. It's like Las Vegas in the middle of Mississippi. Beautiful place, Biloxi, Mississippi. Of course, last night, Arisandi Lara, the Cuban who got ripped off, you know, mercilessly last year against Paul Williams. Well, he came back after 9 months and took out Ronald Hearns in one round. In fact, we're looking at a video clip right now at Ustream. That's right, Facebook.com/Ring Talk. Hit the Ustream button. You watch the live video of the show as we go on here. Got some good video clips to roll. Got some other stuff to do, of course. We're talking boxing in this first hour. If you'd like to join us, you can on the toll-free phone lines. And toll-free means it doesn't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com. Use the # Ring Talk. And, of course, once again, on Facebook. Facebook.com/Ring Talk. And then hit the Ustream button. Join us on the video, folks. Lots of opportunities today. Of course, I'm going to give away a couple of tickets to the MMA event May 19th in San Jose, California. I'm talking about Strikeforce and the Grand Prix Heavyweight Championship. Josh Barnett and Daniel Cormier. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. There's nothing you want to know. Call about the time you lose your thing.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
I thought I found a love that glittered like gold, a sweet thing, the apple of my eye.
That's the voice of Rick Stevens, folks. You'll be hearing that voice 37 years after committing a heinous crime. He went to jail, spent 37 years in the slam, and the former Tower of Power lead singer will be out on June the 1st. And in July, he's going to spend some time with me talking about boxing in prison and his life in general. So this should be a pretty good human interest story. Big fight fan. I'm talking about Rick Stevens, former Tower of Power lead. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. And I got to mention, my buddy Lenny Williams was on Jimmy Fallon again this past Thursday night. It was a repeat of last week's show, but Lenny just tore it up, singing So Very Hard to Go, Because I Love You, Down to the Nightclub. I mean, he went off, man. The man is just the man, period. Lenny Williams. Check him out, LennyWilliams.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. This hour, we're talking boxing. Of course, last night, Arislandi Lara, the Cuban, the once-beaten Cuban. Of course, he wasn't beaten. He was very robbed against Paul Williams last year in the 2011 robbery of the year. And last night, he came back and took on Ronald Hearns, the kid who I announced his pro debut back at the, I think it was the Superdome in Pontiac, Michigan, which is right outside of Detroit. It's really in a ghetto neighborhood. I think they just sold it for like $285,000. It's like 100 acres and this and that, but that's how bad the neighborhood was, and that's how worthless the property was, that they sold it for $285,000, something that, you know, was a multi-million dollar property a few years ago. Anyway, the bottom line is the big-time teams moved out of that arena. Boxing sort of left that arena. Once in a while, you'd have a fight there, but outside of that, in a couple of concerts, the arena was dead. And now, of course, I was talking about Ronald Hearns, and I watched his pro debut. I announced that. I announced a couple of his other fights. Now, I could just see that the kid just didn't have it. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, sometimes the offspring of great young fighter, great fighters have, how can I put this? It's inherent. They have it in their blood. Well, Ronald Hearns was a former basketball player who never had it in his blood. Speaking of a guy that's got it in his blood, he's got boxing in his blood, no question about that. Talk about boxing writer Socrates Palmer, the man with the greatest name in all of boxing. That's right, Socrates Palmer himself from BoxingTalk.com. What's up, Mr. Palmer?
I'm doing great, Pedro. How's everything with you?
Pretty good. How's your new gig going?
My favorite day is payday, and when I get ready to clock out, it's rough, man. Social work and a homeless shelter is no fun in Harlem, New York. But, you know, it's a job.
We've been running a poll at ringtalk.com. Of course, the all the furor last week over the Brandon Rios, Richard Abreu fight. What percentage of people do you think out of 1,700 polled thought that Richard Abreu won that fight?
Well, I spoke to three people, and one of them, being the promoter, Leon Margolis, he felt that part of the reason that the fight was bad reaction was because it was really a lousy fight, you know, and Abreu doing a lot of holding. There's no way that you could say that Rios won the fight, but, I mean, it was just such a horrible fight to watch. It really wasn't. It was one of the worst fights that probably that have gone on all year.
You know, you look at it that way, but being a boxer, a guy that's faced big-time sluggers and this and that, I thought it was a somewhat of a work of beauty. The fact that he used his shoulder. I mean, the guy was bigger than him. The guy weighed in 137 pounds originally, came back at 2 pounds heavier at 139, showing his disrespect for the opponent, disrespect for the game of boxing itself. Two fights in a row, coming in over the 135-pound limit. But Brandon Rios, his bread and butter is that left hook. And I think that Abril just took away that left hook like a boxing genius. In other words, he was either too close, and he used that left shoulder of his with his right hand held up high, both for defense, or he was too far away and he couldn't land that big left hook. But I gave him two rounds, and I had to argue giving him two rounds, talking about Brandon Rios. The British TV team had it 10-1-1, all three members of that team. I had it, I said 10-2. My friends had it 11-1. Nobody had it even close. Did you score that, Socrates?
I had a real winning probably like 8-4 around there. I thought it was one sided, no doubt about it. But let's face it, a guy like Ali can get away with fighting that style. A guy like Abril, who's not a name, you know, he's going to get penalized for it. So, and it was a horrible decision every which way. But I think if Abril was the bigger name, he would have got the decision.
Oh, well, he's not the house fighter. And here, you know, house fighter Brandon Rios being with Top Rank. Now they're going to try to match him with Juan Manuel Marquez, who was successful last week to go over, a journeyman type of East European. But the bottom line is, you know, now, according to the British TV, Lee Samuels, the top-ranked publicist, will be knocking out these press releases the next couple of weeks saying that Brandon Rios is ready for Juan Manuel Marquez, or et cetera, et cetera. The bottom line on this is, you know, it was a robbery, and Richard Abril will probably fight for $40,000 in his next fight, and Brandon Rios will probably fight for $400,000. So that's where the robbery really is.
No, it is. It's another black eye for boxing, if you want to use that old cliche. It's terrible. It's terrible. It really, you know, when people start questioning the integrity of a pro sport, then you got a big problem. And that's what the stigma that will probably always be with boxing long after we're gone.
Okay, Jermaine Taylor went to 34-1 with 18 KOs last night with a 10-round unanimous decision over Caleb Truax of, I believe he's of Minnesota, now 18-1, one draw and 10 KOs. Kalab knocked him down one time, I think about the eighth round, and Taylor was in all kinds of trouble, man. The guy's damaged goods. What's up with Lou DiBella keep putting him in the ring? He's got money. He owns half of Little Rock, Arkansas, has the first dime he ever made. Why make the guy, why would you continue to promote a guy like that you know is damaged goods, has been knocked out three times, and last night he was almost knocked into the next hemisphere by a slight right hand?
You know, I think that's only a question that DiBella could answer and Al Haymon could answer. I mean, at one point it looked like DiBella was all for Jermaine's retirement, and then all of a sudden he brings it back. To me, Jermaine beats none of the top middleweights. You know, he was very lucky last night. I think if that kid wasn't so nervous in the first half of the fight, he probably would have taken him out. You know, that I mean, Jermaine looked the same, very basic. Nothing, you know, I think if he steps in with one of the guys, like I think Chavez Jr. would probably knock him out at this stage.
Yeah,
That's how far I think Jermaine Taylor has fallen.
I think you're right. We're talking about the 2000 Olympic bronze medalist, folks, out of Little Rock, Arkansas. When I went back to Little Rock, no rap on Little Rock, but when I went back to Little Rock, that's where my father was born back in the day. And this was hysterical. My TV broadcast partner says, Pedro, you came back to Little Rock, you know, the place of your father's birth. What do you think? I said, thank God my grandma didn't miss that Greyhound. I mean, that's what that boiled down to. Nobody ever wants to go back to Little Rock. Nothing but cotton. Nothing but cotton. You look everywhere you go, there's cotton. I mean, cotton fields everywhere, and long roads, and people walking on long roads, and you have a feeling like you're walking like Moses around the desert for 30 years because there's nowhere to go. I mean, I'm driving down this road, and I go 8 or 10 miles. I see all these people walking. There's nothing in between the 8 or 10 miles.
Wow. Yeah. It's backwoods, huh?
Backwoods is not, that's putting it slightly. Tonight, Showtime goes again, this time from El Paso, Texas, or some people say Texas, on Showtime with Abner Maris, King of the Low Blows himself, 23-0, one draw, 13 KOs, taking on an aged, I think, former flyweight champion, Eric Morrell, 46-2, 23 KOs. I've got Mara's up 12-5 here as far as odds are concerned, with Morrell's best weight being at 112 or 115. But this fight is 122. Does the low blow cling Mara? Does the low blow king Mara's? Does he roll through Morrell or what?
I would expect him to. If he doesn't, then, you know, it's got to be an issue. I don't know how much Morrell has left. You know, I remember when he first came up. Matter of fact, I remember in the amateurs. I think he fought Floyd in the amateurs. That's how far back he goes. I mean, I know he had some legal issues with, like, a statutory rape charge or something back in the day. You know, Morrell was solid, you know, in the, but I can't see him being much of a threat.
Yeah, a statutory rape charge. That's always looks good on your agenda when you apply for a job. Hey, what have you been convicted of? Well, statutory rape. You're out of here. You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, on the line from the Big Apple in New York City is the premier boxing writer of Boxing Talk, Doc Tom. Of course, I'm talking about Mr. Socrates Palmer. And they billed that last night for a 168-pound title. I guess I'll take that back. Adonis Stevenson won last night. Took out the limited Noe Alcoba. Alcoba, 28-1 with 20 KOs, but not a premier fighter in my mind. But Stevenson won via stoppage, and that was for the WBC silver 168-pound title. Can you tell me what the silver championship is all about? Do you even know?
It's probably not worth the metal that it's made out of. I don't know. It's a joke. Well, yeah, another joke.
The World Boxing Council, folks, or the World Boxing Circus, call it what you want. Of course, you brought up Floyd Mayweather, and on May, he's going up against the UFC for free on TV. I think the UFC will be on Fox. And, of course, Floyd Mayweather and Miguel Cotto on pay-per-view. Miguel Cotto, the outstanding Puerto Rican fighter, of course, out of Cayagas, Puerto Rico, now living in New York City, now training and living in New York City now. Manny Stewart's no longer with him, is he?
No, he's with the Cuban coach. I forget his name. The one that trained Lara and Gamboa and those guys.
Okay.
And, you know, he's a very confident guy, I tell you that much.
Yeah, is competency in the corner going to help you against the Floyd Mayweather?
I think to an extent, yeah. I mean, you got to remember, Floyd is fighting at 154 pounds. Now, I don't think he's going to come in at 54. He'll probably come in as light as he can, but still be strong. You know, I think that's got to favor Cotto, you know, since he's been fighting bigger guys. Now, Floyd has an unusual reach for a guy who started off at 130 pounds. So I think that's definitely going to be the biggest problem that Cotto has. But I think people that are selling Miguel Cotto short might be in for a surprise. I think Cotto's a much better boxer than what people think. His hand speed is not slow at all. His feet, yeah, you know, but he's not going to outpass Floyd. But I think he can make Floyd fight. And if Floyd fights the way he did against Victor Ortiz, I like Cotto's chances even more.
You know what? Why is everybody knocking Floyd's performance against?
I'm not knocking Floyd. No, I'm not knocking Floyd.
But you're knocking his performance against Victor Ortiz, and I thought that was, you know, I thought that was true justice. I mean, here he tried to Billy Goat him with a headbutt.
No, I'm not talking about the outcome. I'm talking about, you know, even before, you know, Victor Ortiz wanted to make out with him and got what he deserved. No, I'm not talking about that. I mean, let's say Ricky Hatton was pretty confident against Floyd. And I think Ricky Hatton is one-third of the fighter that Miguel Cotto is. So people that are thinking that this is a one-sided fight might be in for a surprise.
Okay, what about the damage that Mr. Cotto has incurred over the years? I mean, he's been around a long time now. He was top ranks, main star, and they considered him a superstar in the coming. The next Felix Trinidad, I don't think he quite reached those heights. But, you know, he took a hell of a licking from Manny Pacquiao. He's been in some rough wars. He lost the first fight to Margarito. He came back and beat him in the rematch. But he's taken a lot of blows, man. I mean, like a cash register, when you put too much money in it, sooner or later the drawer doesn't close. Could this be the time where the drawer doesn't close?
It could be, and I hope he's getting paid well for it. But like I said, I think Cotto has a lot of pride. I think Cotto's a very good boxer. I don't think he's going to be intimidated at all, you know, by the spotlight, which I think a lot of people do. I really think Cotto's going to surprise people. And remember, Floyd just celebrated a birthday in March. He's going to be, what, 36? Is he 36?
I thought he just turned 35.
35, okay. You know, Cotto's younger. Yeah, he's more sharp one, probably. But do you think Floyd could physically hurt Miguel?
You know what? I think anybody can hurt anybody if you hit him cleanly and right in the right way. And I think Floyd throws his punches so correctly and throws them so fast that he catches you off guard with them. And I think that they can hurt you. One more question before I let you go. There were two questions on the Ring Talk poll. Is boxing fixed? And who won the Richard Abreu Brandon Rios fight? I don't want to answer that straight up. The Ring Talk listeners and viewers at ringtalk.com voted 89% that Richard Abreu won the Brandon Rios fight, and 57% of people think that boxing is fixed. Now, are you surprised by those numbers at all?
No. I mean, no, you can't. I mean, obviously, you remember best, I'm sorry, by your last performance. And the last time boxing was in the spotlight was last week, and that Abreu decision was a joke and horrible for boxing. And I hope Top Rank does Richard Abreu right by bringing him back. And what can you say? I mean, when we're having a debate about whether the sport is fixed, then that's a big problem. And I know Teddy Atlas was screaming yesterday that there needs to be a national commission.
I've been saying that for a long time. Teddy and I don't get along on much, man, but we agree on that one.
Yeah, I mean, it would be in a perfect world, yes, but the real commission, the people that run boxing are the networks, HBO and Showtime. Let's penalize these promoters when they put these BS decisions. You know, I mean, and those judges should never be allowed to fight again. They should be treated the same way fighters get treated when they break the rules, suspended for 6 months or whatever a year may be.
Sock, I'm running up here on a hard break. All the best to you and the family, man. I hope the kid's doing well, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Pedro. Thank you for the time.
All right, the great Socrates Palmer, folks, of BoxingTalk.com. Was boxing better when the mafia controlled it? We'll talk about that when Ring Talk returns on the Sports Final in America, American Forces Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Come on, sit down.
Yeah.
The fight's about to start. You want a cold beer?
Hey, that would be nice.
Would you mind getting us a couple of beers, son? Hey, Grady, why don't you try some of these horse divers? Hey, Lamont, hurry up. The fight's need to start.
Who's fighting, Fred, do you know?
Yeah, Indian Joe Roach and a Mexican fella named, Jesus Alvarez.
Pronounced Jesus.
Well, he spelled it the same way Jesus spelled his name.
I know, but you don't say it that way.
Well, if they know he's gonna be a fighter, why they name him Jesus?
How did his parents know when he was born that he was gonna be a fighter?
Yeah, Fred, maybe they thought he was gonna be a carpenter. Ooh, look at that left hook. I bet you won't know how to grow in that spot again.
Get up, Roach. Get up before he step on you. Go at it.
They fight a lot, huh?
All the time. She picked up a glass one time and threw it at him and broke all his teeth. Grady, how could she break all of his teeth?
His teeth were in the glass.
Some of the disco era of our house band, Tower of Power. Check them out, towerofpower.com. I've got my own section there. And the message board is called Pedro's Song of the Month, one of the hottest sections on the website, towerofpower.com. The message board, Pedro's Song of the Month. Historian Ron Marshall, after watching last week's Brandon Rios, Richard Brill fight, he thinks that Frankie Carbo and Blinky Palermo, the two mobsters that ran boxing in the late 40s through almost 1960, he says, I know I'm addicted to boxing to an extent, so I'll continue to watch it. When the mob ran the game, there may have been more dives, but I think the scoring was a lot better than it is today. So why not invoke some Olympic-style scoring? I'm talking about like ice skating, you know, where you have like, I think they've got nine judges or something like that, and then they throw out four of them, and they take the five judges that are left, and they take the highs and the lows and throw the highs and the lows out and take the score that's in the middle. And that's the score that counts. I mean, well, how about going to that in boxing? Or maybe how about we go back to the days of having the referee score the fight by himself? And after 10 or 12 rounds, looks at his scorecard and raises the guy's hand, and it's all done. I mean, people say to me, well, that would probably increase the fix factor in boxing because you'd be able to get to a referee. But no, you have a pool of referees. You have three of them going, and you have them in the dressing room, and you know, you don't tell him he's working the fight until like a half hour or 45 minutes before the fight. I mean, if you're really worried about that criminal culpability so much, I mean, I think that's stretching a little bit. But I think there are referees, there are judges in this country. If they appointed me, boxing czar or the king of boxing, the boxing god, call me what you want. Some people call me the boxing goddess in an inappropriate and very criticizing manner. They don't like the way I tell it like it is, but you know, if I was the man running the game of boxing, I'd know what judges to pick, I'd know what referees to pick, and you wouldn't see these controversial decisions on TV. I mean, Adelaide Byrd had that fight last week, 117-111, okay, which is 9-3 in rounds. Okay, that's closer to what I had at 10-2 in rounds. But Jerry Roth had it 116-112, that's 8-4 in rounds. And Glenn Trowbridge, a Las Vegas politician, may he lose in his election bid in June, he had a 115-113 or 7-5 in rounds for Brandon Rios. Now, Brandon Rios probably didn't win a round. And if you won a round, you were lucky. And I mean, you had problems. It was tough giving him rounds. So that's why I'm not surprised at the poll this week that says, you know, all these people are saying, you know, we think that boxing's fixed. The majority of people think the game is fixed. They don't say that about UFC or the MMA, you know, I wish that Arthur McCanty was still around. Of course, he was a referee of the first Ali-Frazier fight, the fight of the century. back in March 8th of 1971. He passed away 2 years ago this month. But King Arthur, as I jokingly referred to him in his presence, and he sort of took that king thing to heart. Anyway, you know, when he witnessed robberies in boxing, he used to just shake his head and said, maybe we need to go back to having just a referee as the sole judge. And maybe Arthur was right. I don't know, but I miss Arthur. 2 years gone this month. Great Arthur McCanty. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Of course, live worldwide via the internet. We're on Twitter.com/the hash mark Ring Talk. We're on Facebook.com/Ring Talk. You can go to ringtalk.com and hit up all the links are on the front page, the sports byline link. You can listen through that. We're on Stitcher. And we've got all kinds of platforms we're on, folks. This show is heard throughout the world on a variation of different methods. And you also listen to it on your iPhone. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Speaking of the MMA, in the MMA hour, the great Tito Ortiz, the former light heavyweight champion of the world, the people's champion, he called himself, he'll be joining us. Next up on Ring Talk Live Worldwide will be the WBA junior middleweight champion of the world. I'm talking about the undefeated Austin Trout. It'll make you
feel so bad. Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Are aches and pains still keeping you up? Here's a nice surprise. Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with annoying aches and pains and more time asleep. Get the multi-pain relieving power of Advil plus a non-habit forming sleep aid to gently ease you into a full night's sleep. So switch from Tylenol PM to Advil PM. Less time lying awake, more time asleep. Use only as directed. Brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Why do you want to fight?
Because I can't sing or dance.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Of course, in the MMA hour today, we'll talk with the former two-time, take that back, former once, but he held the title and did defend it five times against a record in the light heavyweight division of the UFC. I'm talking about Mr. Tito Ortiz, formerly the Huntington Beach bad boy, but now the people's champion. He'll be on in the MMA hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My next guest, folks, is the world junior middleweight champion. Although some people don't know who he is 24-0 with 14 KOs. He's a bad dude. He was the part of the 2004 Olympic team. He was the alternate. He almost went to Athens, Greece, and I think if he would have went, he would have brought home gold. I'm talking about the great Austin Trout. How are you, Austin?
Hey, I'm doing great, Pedro. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right, man. So you got something on the calendar? Are you coming to Oakland or what?
Man, I keep hearing Oakland. I keep hearing L.A. I'm told L.A., so it's going to be L.A.
Okay, so talk to me about that. You're taking on Delvin Rodriguez, 26-5, a draw with 14 KOs. What does Mr. Rodriguez bring to the dance?
What does he bring to the dance? Well, you know, he's an exciting fighter. You know, I've never seen him in a boring fight. You know, he's coming off a good win on Paul Wolak, which was televised on the Cota Margarito undercard. So he's got some good buzz, you know, following him. And also, not to mention, he's accepted to fight me, which is big. So, you know, having a decent name and the willingness to fight me, it is everything he's bringing. And I'm sure he's training hard and is going to come for a very exciting fight for as long as it lasts.
So do you have cooties or something? Because nobody wants to fight you. What's the story on that?
I mean, I don't know. I look at it as pretty much as a bad career move for anybody to fight me. I feel like I could beat everybody, so they must know it too.
Okay, we're talking about Miguel Cotto. I can go down the list, folks. There's a lot of guys that will not fight Austin Trout. Now, is that going to be on an Andre Ward undercard?
I believe it's on the Showtime show that is headlining Peter Krillin versus Winky Wright.
Okay.
And the Antonio Tarver with Keith Coyote fight.
Antonio Tarver, man, isn't he, like, older than dust? I mean, why is that guy still fighting? He's got
he's
a Showtime.
Still winning, I don't know.
But he's got a Showtime gig that pays pretty good, man. I mean, I think he's – see, here's what's up. When I think guys still fight and do these broadcasts, I think they tend to embarrass themselves, especially if they get knocked out silly like Roy Jones did. I mean, Roy Jones got out two fights in a row, and then he's going on TV talking about if guys keep fighting, they're going to get brain damage, man. If anybody was a candidate for brain damage after that knockout, it would be Roy Jones. Exactly.
Definitely.
You know?
At least Tarver, he's still on the winning side of the spectrum. And, I guess that, and I believe that's why him and Latif Coyote are fighting, because he criticized Latif in one of his prior fights, and he didn't like that too much. So, you know, he ended up landing him a fight, actually, his broadcasting career. Yeah. But like I said, he's still on the winning side of the spectrum, so, you know, I guess, you know, it's still okay. Okay. When he starts losing, that's when people really start being critical.
Now, what about guys like Miguel Cotto and this and that? I mean, can you corner them? Will sanctioning bodies force a fight with these guys, or are they just out of the picture until you get to be so big they can't avoid you?
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get them, you know, back them into a corner where they have no choice. Of course, you know, the powers that be can make him or break that from happening. Hopefully, you know, I'm trying to do both of it. I'm trying to corner them to make it happen sooner than later, and I'm also trying to work on that superstar, you know, status, so, you know, where I get the public saying, well, all right, we need Cotto and Trout, or we need Floyd and Trout. So, you know, I'm trying to go both ways with it. You know, I'm trying to do it the right way, the way it's supposed to be, keep winning. Of course, just keep winning and keep winning, and sooner or later, somebody will jump in there.
Okay, speaking of winning, you're the 2004 Olympic gold medalist Andre Ward was ranked Fighter of the Year last year, and of course he's on a roll himself. I think he's 24-0 with 13 or 14 KOs, but he's got the WBA and the world's. I mean, everybody recognizes him as the world super middleweight champion. Are you surprised at all? I mean, he compliments you greatly. He thinks that you're an outstanding star. He thinks that you are being ducked this and that. But are you surprised that he has risen to the level that he has risen to?
No, it doesn't surprise me at all, to be honest. Even when I first met him in the Olympic camp, you know, there was just something about him and Andre Ward that the other Olympians didn't quite have. And I'm not taking anything from the other Olympians, but there's just kind of a, you know, he kind of got it. Like, yo, this is Olympia. This is, I need to do everything I can and eat right, sleep right, you know. And another guy's a kid, and it was kind of like, you know, we've done this before, maybe not this big. But there, you know, there was something about him that was just separated him from the other teammates, and it showed in the games. And he just has, you know, such a smart swag about him. You know, he's been in trouble before, but he dashed, and he's one of my, you know, favorite fighters as far as technical goes.
Well, you know what's funny?
It's surprising he's doing what he's doing. Yeah. I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner.
You know, you're mentioning, well, he had that torn ACL and things like that. So he had some injuries, a broken hand, right. Things like that. So along the way, he sort of repaired himself. But you talked about him being a father. I mean, when I met him, he was a father of two. Then there was two, it was two boys. And then, I take that back, when I started getting into him as a professional fighter, he had two boys. And right. Then he had a little baby girl. And then as he said to me, yeah, well, I'm probably done having babies. So last time I talked to him, I had him on the air, and I just threw this out at him. I said, well, so what's up, man? You having another kid? He goes, how'd you know, Pedro? So he says he's having – him and his wife, Tiffany, are having their fourth and final child. Yeah, that's what they all say. But the bottom line is,
yeah, right.
You know, three kids or not, that lady's still very stunning, very beautiful lady.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he definitely got, you know, she has some good teams in there.
Yeah, and she's got a lot of class, man. She backs him to the wall. I mean, she's always there, and she's been there for him. And I think they've been high school or sweethearts since, like, 14 or 15, something like that.
Yeah, that's probably why he stays on ground, you know. It's good to have that backbone.
Yeah. We're talking with Austin Trout, folks. He takes on Delvin Rodriguez. That's going to be – now, what date is that going to be? They got a date, what, in June?
June 2nd.
June 2nd?
Home Depot Center.
It'll be on Showtime?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So why were they talking Oakland? What was the story? Was Andre Ward going to fight that night or something or what?
No, you know, I think Boxrec reported that from – I've been told from the start that it was going to be at the Home Depot Center. And then, you know, I saw it on Boxrec that it said Oakland. But, you know, sometimes Boxrec is not the most consistent. So, I kind of left it alone until I heard something from my management. You know, my manager called basically looking at Boxrec and saying, you know, it might be in Oakland. But, you know, I didn't hear it from Al or from Greg. So, I still, you know, I dismissed it. I know I'm going to L.A. Monday for a press conference.
You know what? Andre Ward is the only franchise in Oakland that's worth a damn.
Well, I mean, he's not fighting either, so
I know, but as far
as doubted that was going to do it.
I know, but as far as Oakland's concerned, the A's, you know, they're losers. The Warriors are not a very good team. The Oakland Raiders are not that great of a team. Al Davis has died. His son's taken over, and yeah. Reggie McKenzie's firing everybody. So Oakland's sort of not the place to be. Plus, Oakland's like the crime capital of the United States, man. My good friend's daughter got her head blown off in Oakland last July, and I want to mention this on the air while I can, that her convicted murderer, Cecil Segapulu, got 25 years to life last year by an Oakland judge. So talk about the wheels of justice grinding swiftly instead of slowly.
Yeah.
This was last.
Yeah, right. That's ridiculous, you know. Well, rest in peace and God bless her family.
Yeah, yeah, but it's a legal closure for her, but it'll never take away the terminal pain that her two children and her mother will go through for the rest of their lives. I mean, the guy got 25 years in prison, but that ain't going to do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
All right. So anyway, here's what's up. Now, I know you're going to get this shot on Showtime. Are you really going to go all out to impress people? Is this going to be an event where they're going to sit back and say, man, that Austin Trout, he's one hell of a fighter?
Well, definitely. I mean, I'm not going to blow my game plan. I'm not going to throw my game plan to the window, you know, just to entertain the crowd, but I promise you it's going to be entertaining regardless because that is my game plan. You know, I'm there. I got to win first. Getting the win is the most important, and doing an exciting matter is a close second.
Okay.
You know, Delvin's not going to sit there and lay down and let me do whatever I want. So basically, we're going to fight, and whatever I feel like I can get off and do, I'm going to do. And hopefully, you know, not hopefully, it's going to be executed and yeah, you know, I plan on having Delvin give me a lot of fighting resistance back.
Okay.
So I think he's going to show what I got.
Okay. Next week.
That's what I plan for this fight to do.
Next week, Chad Dawson gets another shot at Bernard Hopkins. Is he going to finally retire this old man or what?
You know, I think he's got. I think so. I think Chad Dawson is, and he better be if he's not. I think he's, you know, going balls to the wall for this fight. You saw how they tried to take it away from him the first time with the reversal of the politics. So I know he's going to try to end this fight with no question in mind about who won.
Okay.
Then Bernard, you know, he can't be waiting years to fight, you know, at a time. And I think Chaz is going to put him out, but I think he's going to make Bernard consider retirement for sure.
Floyd Mayweather and Miguel Cotto, May the 5th on pay-per-view. Manny Pacquiao, of course, backed out of the date. He said that If Floyd wasn't going to jail in January, Manny Pacquiao said, if Floyd wasn't going to jail, I'd fight him May the 5th. So then Floyd gets a reprieve from the judge. The judge says, okay, you don't have to report to county jail until June the 1st. Then Manny Pacquiao comes back and says, well, I can't fight until June. I'm going to fight Tim Bradley instead of fighting Floyd Mayweather. Do you think, I mean, it's my opinion, you can agree with me or disagree with me here, but I think that if Floyd Mayweather were to get Manny Pacquiao in the ring, that afterwards the Las Vegas police will be arresting him for domestic violence. In other words, I think he's going to put such a lick in. I don't think Manny Pacquiao could hit Floyd Mayweather in the butt with a ping pong paddle.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think Floyd will not. I mean, it will be so easy, but he'll be decisively beat Manny Pacquiao.
Okay.
I think Manny Pacquiao knows that, and Bob Arum knows that, which is why they're stalling.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to see last night's fight on Showtime, the Showtime card?
I think I missed it, man. I was going with my kids.
Okay, being a dad, huh?
Yeah.
Is that tough being a boxer and being a responsible father, too?
You know, it is. Well, if you don't have a correct support system, you know, luckily for me, my kids have wonderful moms that understand my struggle and help me out. But, you know, I do most of the picking up and dropping off, you know, from school, the practice and all that. And when I start getting to the camps and things like that, you know, they kind of help me pick up my slack. So, yeah, it is tough, but, you know, it could be a lot tougher, so I'm not going to complain.
Okay, we were talking about Cotto and Floyd Mayweather a minute ago. I think Cotto's a fine fighter, but I think Cotto's isn't going to be in over his head. I think the speed is going to be just too much for him, and I think that ends up losing a 12-round decision or getting stopped in the late rounds. How do you see that going?
I think so. I agree, but I think it's going to be closer than the outcome will say. You know, he might lose almost every round, but I think they're going to be closer than everybody thinks.
Okay.
And I feel like he could possibly get stopped later in the round, but he will give a brilliant effort, though. That's what I'm looking forward to. And I think he can do it. You know, he's a dying tiger, and that's when they're most dangerous.
Okay, well, speaking of brilliant efforts, can Tim Bradley come up with a brilliant effort against Manny Pacquiao in June?
Well, you know, I think Manny's not on that stuff, so he's going to look good. Tim Bradley's going to make an exciting fight. I mean, I didn't like the fight when it was made, but, you know, I'm trying to be optimistic. Tim Bradley ain't no slouch, you know. You saw how he do Lamont, and you saw Lamont beat Amir. You know, he is undefeated for a reason, and he throws a lot of punches like Manny. He can take a good punch, you know, and has Tim ever been down before?
No, I don't think he has.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever been down. Now, Manny has. So I'm not saying that Tim's the hardest puncher in the world, but, you know, he is strong. So I think it's going to be a good fight. You know, Manny's not on that Superman-ish, and it looked like he wasn't on with Marquez.
Okay.
So, you know, Tim's young, so we'll see.
I thought Marquez won that fight. I got about a minute left. Canelo Alvarez, Saul Alvarez. Man, the guy's head is grown. I mean,
oh, you too. You've seen that, right?
Yeah, his head. Yeah. I mean, the guy's got to be wearing a hat like a size or two bigger.
Yeah, man. I met him when I won the title last year in February. I first met Canelo, and he was, you know, he was adorable. He had a little baby face. You know, in March, I went to the fight when he won his title. I mean, he looked like a freaking grown Russian Soviet.
Yeah.
His head was huge. His jawline was just very thick. And I didn't know your head could grow like that.
The great Austin Trout, folks, in New Mexico. Austin, good luck in June, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Pedro.
All right. Austin Trout, folks, defending that WBA Junior Middleweight Championship. I'll take that back. June the 2nd in the Home Depot Center. And, of course, that'll be on Showtime. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade: precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Theo Mikurimi, the son celebrating his third birthday of Ross Mikurimi and Ileana Lopez. Of course, he is the imperiled San Francisco sheriff and my good friend. But I wish him, young Theo, a happy birthday. He was great on the campaign trail. It was always fun to be around, and I wish him a very, very happy birthday. He is in Venezuela with his mother celebrating his third birthday. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. In the MMA hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, you'll hear Tito Ortiz, that's right, the former UFC light heavyweight champion. Of course, the UFC's on, UFC 145 on Saturday night. And, of course, tonight, Saturday night as well, there's Showtime Boxing. So lots of stuff on TV tonight. I'll probably be over at Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California, catching out all the sports action on the big screens. Check them out, rickys.com. Well, that is my buddy Lenny Williams, as I said, who was the star of the Jimmy Fallon show Thursday night. And, of course, that was a repeat of last week's show. But the bottom line is he sung this song, he sung some other songs, and Lenny's just the man. Congratulations, Lenny Williams. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Don't forget, we are here each and every Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And all of our articles and shows on MMA and boxing are at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Peace, love, lots of respect.